Neon Letter Spell Spark Shorts, Pixar Artists Projects. In a meadow, a rabbit pops its head up from a hole in the ground. A title appears over the dark blue sky. Burrow. The rabbit sticks a weather vane in the ground, followed by a mailbox. The mailbox falls over as the rabbit returns to its hole. The rabbit measures its cozy one-room burrow, then takes out a sketch labeled My Home, including an area marked bathroom/disco. The rabbit hugs the sketch. Seeing some dirt pattering down, the rabbit grabs a shovel and goes to strike the earthen wall, just as a mole pokes its head through. The mole shakes the rabbit's hand, then takes out a blueprint. It's an elaborate plan for a dwelling, labeled Mole and Mole. The mole points out a second mole, busy fixing up a multi-room burrow nearby. The two moles exchange a thumbs up. The rabbit looks disappointedly at its own simple sketch, then turns to see a mouse poking its head through the opposite wall. The mouse removes its goggles and takes out its own blueprints for a home. The mouse gestures to a network of seven burrows connected by narrow tunnels across the way, each containing mice. As the rabbit holds tight to its sketch, the smiling mouse takes out a red pen. Quickly gathering up its things, the rabbit begins digging its way out of the burrow. The rabbit tunnels deep into the earth past the neighboring burrows before pausing to check the sketch once more. The rabbit resumes digging, then drops into a homey burrow, surprising a pair of hedgehogs. Dugout soil falls on the rabbit, who teeters off an armchair. One hedgehog offers baked treats. Shuffling out, the rabbit digs further and ends up falling into a kettle attached to a pulley in the home library of some frogs. The kettle plummets to the floor. The rabbit waves goodbye before tunneling on through the subterranean darkness. Elsewhere, a salamander takes a bubble bath. The rabbit pokes its head through the wall, then splashes into the round tub. With a hand shielding its eyes, the rabbit slides down to a sauna, then a locker room, where a salamander offers its towel. Red-faced with embarrassment, the rabbit politely shakes its head and tunnels on. As ants sit at dining room tables, the rabbit pops up through the floor. Looming over the insects, the rabbit scampers off, toppling one ant in its seat. The rabbit digs around a maze of burrows, before plopping down in front of a blue-green door. As the rabbit goes to knock, a view on the other side shows the gaping jaws of a creature in the shadows. The rabbit hurriedly digs a narrow passage straight down, finally stopping in a teardrop-shaped hollow. Panting from exhaustion, the bunny gazes up at the tunneled shaft above its head. The rabbit looks down at the shovel to find the handle broken. The rabbit takes another look at the sketch, then cradles the paper protectively to its chest. With a determined look, the rabbit thrusts the shovel at an earthen wall, cracking it. The hollow trembles while below, an underground layer of water boils. A faint spring of water burbles from the wall near the shovel's head, then dribbles off. A gush of water shoots out, knocking the rabbit down and extinguishing the lantern. Grabbing the sketch, the rabbit tries to plug up the breach in the wall, but the water jets out anyway. As more water floods through pressure cracks, the mice's home trembles. Protecting the sketch from the rising, waist-high water, the rabbit clambers up the long shaft toward the network of neighboring burrows. Glowing eyes and sharp teeth appear in the darkness, then the blue-green door opens as a badger dressed in a robe comes out to meet the rabbit. The rabbit mimes digging with the shovel and gestures to show the rising floodwaters before breaking into sobs. The rabbit pulls its long ears down to cover its face. The badger picks up the sketch from the ground and hands it back. Lifting one ear, the rabbit peeks out. The badger lets forth a roar that sends the rabbit tumbling back. A view travels along the network of animal burrows. As one mole lifts weights, another pauses. A hedgehog stops knitting, a frog shuts its book, and the bathing salamander looks up from the tub. The rabbit turns to see all of the animals rushing over to help as the tunnel rumbles. The badger nudges the scared little rabbit forward to face the neighbors. Gazing reluctantly and apologetically, the rabbit grips tight to the sketch of its home. Now they all work together to tunnel their way through the earth, creating new passages and hollows as they try to escape the flood. A mole signals them to stop, and everyone darts up, with the salamander pulling the rabbit to safety just before a wall of rushing water fills the passage. They all burst out from underground, and the water gushes up in a geyser. The others jump in celebration, then start to head off, while the rabbit watches, dumbstruck. They turn to face the little rabbit, who holds up the tattered sketch. Smiling, the mouse with the goggles clicks the red pen. Now in darkness, the rabbit turns on a disco ball, revealing a round tub in a bathroom. The simple sketch of its home now features various additions in red ink. A salamander directs the rabbit into a bedroom, decorated by the badger and two mice. The hedgehogs work in the kitchen, while the frogs and mole spruce up the living room, which contains a bookshelf. The rabbit rides up on a pulley-driven kettle and hammers the mailbox back into the ground. The rabbit hugs the plants to its chest before hopping down into the hole. The mailbox tips over. The annoyed rabbit pops up, hammers it down once more, then ducks back into its burrow. Words appear. The end. Audio description by Deluxe, funded by Disney Plus Originals. Voiced by Michelle Deco. As the bathing rabbit dunks its head in the tub, a bubble shaped like a heart floats up.